There's a new use for artificial intelligence that's pretty amazing: figuring out where photos were taken. This cool project, named Predicting Image Geolocations, PIGEON for short, was created by three students at Stanford. Their goal was to see if AI could identify locations in Google Street View photos. What's really wild is when they tested PIGEON with personal photos it hadn't seen before, it often guessed right where they were taken. This shows how powerful AI can be, in a word, but it's also a bit like a double-edged sword. It can be super helpful, like finding places in old family photos or helping scientists track plant species. But there are also some privacy worries. Jay Stanley from the American Civil Liberties Union is a bit concerned. He says knowing where someone is can be really private info, and this kind of tech might end up being used in ways we don't want, like being watched by the government or companies, or even stalking. The story of PIGEON started in a class at Stanford called Computer Science 330. Mikkel Skretta, Silas Alberti, and Lucas Haas, who were friends and loved playing a game called GeoGuessr, decided to make their project about AI that could beat human players at guessing locations. They used a special AI program called Clip and trained it with about 500,000 images from Google Street View. The result? Their AI, PIGEON, was really good at this game. It could guess the right country almost 95% of the time and usually got the location within 25 miles. PIGEON even beat a top human player, Trevor Rainbolt, in a competition. This AI is so good because it notices tiny details that even humans might miss, like small differences in plants or weather. The students think PIGEON could be used for lots of things, like finding areas that need repairs, tracking nature, or even as a fun way to explore the world. Imagine asking AI, "I loved this place in Italy. Where else can I find something like it?" To see how good PIGEON really is, a researcher tested it with some of his old travel photos. It got most of them right, like guessing a campsite in Yellowstone within 35 miles. But it wasn't perfect. It mixed up a spot in Wyoming with one in Colorado and thought a river in Idaho was in New Zealand. Despite some mistakes, this project shows just how far AI can go. And it's got people thinking about what big companies like Google could do with this technology. Google already has something similar, but it uses far fewer images than PIGEON did. But with great power comes great responsibility, and there are worries about how this tech could be misused. The students at Stanford know these risks. They wrote a paper about their work, but didn't make the whole model public because they're cautious about how it might be used. It's a reminder that with all the cool things AI can do, we've got to think about keeping things safe and private too.